This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, it's always beautiful to be live downtown outside getting ready for the NFL draft. And
ain't it?
It is. That's where we are. Live right here. The drive is on the road. And a lot to talk about, as I don't know, what Clint said earlier in the crosstalk, the Astros out here sweeping folks as they head to Kansas City. What a successful homestand, only losing one to the Padres and the Blue Jays, two good teams. And then they get the day off and head to a beautiful, beautiful city in Kansas City to take on the Royals. And then you got the Rockets evening up the series 1-1, and I think have gained real control of this series because of one of the biggest moments in the series. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. And then, obviously, the NFL draft tonight. I do want to get to the Jalen Green audio because I think you want to hear that. But I did want to let you all know games 3 and 4 will be in San Francisco at the Chase Center. But, obviously, with the win last night, it will come back here to Houston to the Toyota Center. And I just wanted you all to know Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, when asked about the FU Draymond chants, he said, "It's not ideal when a crowd is chanting FU Draymond. I would prefer if fans could use a little bit more discretion and remember that the guy has kids." So I just wanted to relay that message to all of you Houston fans that the next time you get here,
the guy that's out there doing everything that the bully at school does,
just
on the floor for
kids,
everybody to see, you're worried about the FU word.
Just yes, he has kids. I'm just
Steve
relaying
Kerr,
that. And just think about
slappy.
That. Just what's a slappy?
Steve Kerr is a slappy.
Just Steve Kerr is a slappy. I don't know what, but I just wanted to relay that to you all. So maybe choose a different chant, I guess is what he's saying, maybe.
No, do it louder next time.
So I just said, Clint, do it louder. Do it louder. All right. I would say I'd say there were a lot of things that led to the Rockets winning that game yesterday, but I think number one on the list is Jalen Green. He was special. He was a dude last night. He was the best player on the court last night, Clint, and that is with Steph Curry out on the floor, an all-time great. And I thought it was interesting, Clint. It was such a difference in him from game one to game two. Clint, you could almost easily say the major difference in the game was how he played. He scored 7 points in the first game and scored 38. You know, last night, and the Rockets went comfortably at some point in game one. They found themselves down by 20-plus. But this was interesting, very, very transparent from Jalen Green. He had this to say yesterday after the game about how he felt in game one going into it.
It was more so mindset. But, yeah, that first game, you know, the lights were bright. The crowd was here. The court looked huge. So yeah, I couldn't really get a chance to, you know, settle in. My legs was a little shaky, but you know, that's part of it. Went through it, and you know, I feel like I did a good job answering back.
Damn, man, I said his legs were shaky. He said the court looked big.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I love the honesty. I know some people, you know, some people around may look at it and you know, think negatively of it, but it's good. You saw the difference. He clearly in game two, Clint, you could see he saw it as just a regular game out there. And, you know, to me, the best thing was, you know, everything he did, but it was, you know, he did it all with two turnovers in 35 minutes, and he came out and he became the tone setter. He was the one that got everything and made the engine go.
Well, look, he was knocking down shots, and I think when you look at it, the 38 points is probably a little bit inflated. I mean, it's like at the end, it was
he had a couple threes late.
I mean, Golden State was a walking dead. They tried to keep it interesting, but they were just, when Jimmy Butler went down and Podzinski or whatever the hell his name is, he was playing sick or
they
whatever.
They had to pull that kid out who looked like he was out of the stands with that T-shirt.
Yeah, looked like he should be playing for an intramural team at a university somewhere.
By the way, you catch
team.
His background? I had to look him up.
Spencer? I didn't bother.
You know, Pat Spencer, who played 4 years of lacrosse at Northwestern.
I was going to say, I swear to God, I was going to say Northwestern. He looks like a Northwestern
He
guy.
Played 4 years of lacrosse at Northwestern, and in his final year of eligibility, he played basketball.
I'll be damned. I was going to say, he looks like old cat and went to Northwestern, man.
But he was leading them in scoring.
Yeah. Look, but when you look at Jalen Green, the 38 points kind of jumps off the screen. But you know, I don't know that it was necessarily the game, the way how he played. It was one of those performances where he was just getting everything that he wanted. As much as it was, he just blew up late and took the numbers through the roof. But if you watch the game throughout, the ability to obviously knock down shots, which with our segment with Brandon Scott yesterday, to me that was, if he just knocks down a couple of outside shots, it changes the way that they have to play defense. The Golden State has to defend the Rockets, and it causes major problems. But you know, his ability to read the defense and know beforehand, to step ahead of Golden State what they were going to do, be able to feed Amen Thompson from time, be able to kick it out to a shooter. I mean, forget the points. I mean, he played the way you want a guy to play in terms of being your predominant ball handler and the guy that manages the floor. I thought he was absolutely tremendous.
And you said it yesterday. We talked about it. You were gonna know early. Like, we were gonna know. You were gonna see early. And the first play, it's him getting the ball at the top of the key. An adjustment there where they let him start it off more often. Getting the ball at the top of the key and driving, and then having movement off the drive. The first score they got was him driving through, getting past the first defender. We saw 51 was giving him problems in the first game, getting past the first defender, by the way, number 15, I think he called.
Santos.
Getting past the first defender, but then they didn't just stand at the three-point line. The first basket is with Amen Thompson cutting in, and he got that dish off. And like you said, when he saw the first one go down, I think that settled him down and gave him some confidence. But he's like, that's scary, man. He is scary when he plays like that. Yeah. That looks like what he looked like last night, what people feel like Ja Morant can be. Like when Ja Morant can shoot the ball like that and can go, and nobody can touch him athletically when he gets up in the air and can get past people. That's what he looked like. 38, easy, driving it to the cup, and nobody could stay in front of him. And it was spectacular from him last night. But I will say this about him moving forward. He's got to somehow sit in the middle of that. You can't, and Charles Barkley said it last night after the game, you can't go 7 one night and 38 another. You got to get some level of consistency. He should be over 20 every one of these games.
Yep.
Right? He averaged 21 for the season, but you can't have those big ebbs and flows, 7 to 38.
Look, we may get that from him. I mean, it's,
yeah, he was nervous.
Know, we may get that. I don't know what we're going to get, but what I would like to see is, because we now know the alternative is not the answer. Like, whatever, the Fred VanVleet taking all the shots is not the answer, right? And because you got beat with that. So, like, to me, I would like to see whatever coaching went on between game one and game two, from him being able to read defenses and him settling down, like, let's do that in the moment. Let's play through that in the moment in the first half and have a bad first half and then come out there and knock, settle the legs down and shrink the court, if you will, whatever the hell's going on, and let's figure this thing out in the second half. I hope that's what they do moving forward, even if it means more struggle from Jalen Green. I hope that's what they do, because this organization, until they either make another move or don't, Jalen Green's going to be where they go.
Big night tonight here at for the draft, and let's do that. Let's take a look at some of the top draft storylines for tonight and the rest of this weekend. We'll do that coming up next.